Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for calling on us this morning, waking us up. Thank you, Lord God, for leading us in a path. We thank you, Lord God, that you are that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you keep us in your own mighty palm. Nothing by any means will harm us. Thank you this morning that we can, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. No God great like you, God mighty like you, no God powerful like you. You are powerful in all your ways. You are most powerful. Oh God, we thank you this morning because, Lord God, without you, we don't know which way to go. We don't know what to do. In the name of Jesus, all we are thanking you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you.
Wonderful God.
For who you are. Oh, yeah, you are powerful, Lord God. And, Lord, we are so grateful that we can hear your voice, your majestic voice.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Bible story. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We are praising our Father like never before. Oh, yeah, he's done great things. We are honoring him. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Kings. He is ruler of America, our nation, one nation under God. He knows the things that we face on a daily basis. He knows what we're going through. He knows the situations that we are facing right now and the ones that we're going to face. He knows everything about you. Yes, I'm talking to you. He even know your fingerprints. He made them. He know your footprints, your voice prints. He know when you do kneology, when you bend and then you bend your knee before him, when you say, Abba, Father, he knows everything about you. He's so awesome and so mighty. That's why we serve a great God like him. He's not weak. He's most powerful. He's more powerful than, oh, my God, anything we can imagine, anyone we can imagine. He is so powerful. He is powerful. I can't begin to tell you. So I thank God for you coming on this morning to worship and praise the King of Kings with us. He is loyal. He is faithful. And guess what? He's our best friend. We got earthly friends. But he's the best friend we ever could have. He is loyal. He is faithful. Oh, yeah, when you're even alone and you feel all alone, he's right there. He has never left you. He's never forsaken you. And he will never do it. Oh, no, he promised. And he is not a man that he should lie. He's not human. He's a supernatural God, the God that loves you, the God that takes care of you even when you sit. He promised. He promised that he is the great physician, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. You know he heals your body. The medication just got you through a little time, but he is the one who healed you when you had lung problems, when you had heart problems, when you had, you know, any kind of headaches or whatever. It wasn't the Tylenol. It was him. Look how many years he's blessed senior citizens and how many headaches they may have had or heart problems or lung problems or organ problems. He healed. You may have had knee problems, whatever it is. He's Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer, and he's the banner over us. Yes, he loves us so much. You know he's the one, Jehovah Mekamdesh. He's the sanctifier. Oh, yeah, he cleanses us. Yes, indeed. He's, you know, when we need peace in the world, he's the one to call on. We can't call the president for the peace. No. We can't call the ambassadors. We can't call the kings. We call the King of Kings. Yes, he's a peacemaker. And he is Jehovah Sikkenu. He's righteous. And he wants us to be like him, holy and righteous and faithful like him. So he is our shepherd. Shepherd. The Jehovah Roha. Oh, yeah, he is the shepherd that leads us in a plain path. Oh, yeah, we don't want anything because he's the shepherd. He meet every need that we have. All we got to do is just remember, call on him. Call on him. He said, I'll be with you until the ends of the earth. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Remember, he's Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. And so we are praising him today. We are giving him glory, praise, and thanksgiving to the King of Kings, the Almighty Father. You know he loves senior citizens. He has given them life, abundant life, health, and strength. And you think, well, Lord, why I'm going through this? It's not always God. It's not necessarily that God is allowing it. Sometimes, you know, our taste buds override wisdom. We'll say, I know I shouldn't have eaten that piece of pie. I knew my blood pressure. I knew my diabetes was going to go. I know I shouldn't have eaten that chocolate cake. I know I shouldn't have, you know, eaten all of that fried food or whatever. Sometimes it's us. We got to check our taste buds and say, no, not today. I ain't willing to have that pain. And we can call on Jehovah. You know, in spite of what we do, he's still faithful to us. He said, oh, yeah, that's my son. That's my daughter. They're going through pain. Let me just send the word, speak the word, and heal them. You know, he promised He would bless our bread. He would bless our water. And he would take sickness away from us. And you know something else he promised us? He said, listen, if you obey me, I will not put none of these evil diseases upon you that I put upon the Egyptians, those evil, wicked people. You know, sometimes I think about Sodom and Gomorrah and the wickedness that was going on during that time. And Moses interceded. Let us be like Moses. Lord, if you could find 100, if you could find 50, if you could find 10, don't destroy America. Don't destroy the world. We can intercede like Moses did. We can intercede like Abraham did. We can intercede for the nation. So we thank God for each of you today. It's Senior Citizens Day. You know what, God, he's faithful to senior citizens. You know, so the word of God in 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, so we do not lose heart. No, we don't give up. We don't give up. We fight and move forward. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. Who's renewing it? God is renewing our inner self. He's renewing our inner man. He put his spirit on the inside of us, and we're being renewed every day, and we got to renew our mind. We can't think like we used to think when we were in the world. We got to think on these things. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any praise, think on these things. So we got to renew our minds by thinking on things, dwelling on the Lord. And you know we got to read, study, and obey the word. When you read the word, study the word, it's going to be downloaded in you so much that you're not going to think on the news, the bad news, Channel 5. Channel 28, Channel 4, whatever the channel is, you're not going to concentrate on that. You say, I know what the news say, but I know my God. Good news from Genesis to Revelation. That's the good news. Don't forget to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Yeah, that's the good news. The good news of the gospel. Jesus said, you know, I know the old way, but I come to tell you about a new way. So we got to think on those things so our mind is renewed every day. And we can't receive scare tactics. You know, the world sends scare tactics and traumas. And they'll say, watch out now. There's a bomb over there, over here, over there, over there. Yeah, it could be true. But we're not going to dwell on those things. We're going to dwell on godly things. He is the shepherd that leads us in a plain path. So we don't care what's happening in the world. We got to focus on God and say, Lord, what would you have me to do about this and that and the other? He's going to tell you. Now, Lord, we lift up people that were affected by Hurricane Ida. Lord, there's many hurricanes that have come to New Orleans and Louisiana. What are you saying to that region? What are you saying to those cities and states in Louisiana? What are you telling the people? What is your message, oh God? Let us hear the message loud and clear, and let us be obedient, oh God. Forgive us for abominations, oh God, killing innocent children, murdering teenagers, oh God. Forgive us, Lord God, for willful murder when people are killing themselves. Oh God, forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the drugs, the addictions that people have. Forgive us, Lord God. For lying spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us, oh God, for the prostitution. Forgive us for the LGB, the lesbian, gay, homosexual. Forgive us, oh God, all the iniquities and abominations, oh God. Turn us around. Turn us back towards you, Lord God. We need you. We don't need to be addicted to anything but you and your word, oh God. So thank you, Lord God. Job 12:12 says, wisdom is with the aged people, the gray-headed, the old people, and understanding in length of days. So we got to know the word, understand the word, and hear what the Lord is speaking to us. Well, we're so grateful this morning. We have Karen Itell on with us from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise. We're grateful for each one of you coming on with us this morning. Good morning, Karen. How are you? Oops, she got knocked off. She'll be back. But we do have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. We thank God for you. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Grateful and blessed. So glad to be here today. We've had so many deaths in our home church. Our pastor's wife passed away. Her name was Fanny Cole. We had another member who passed away, Elsie Staples. My brother-in-law passed away on Wednesday. That was my sister's husband. His name is Jimmy Harbor. And then we had another female member, Jeanette Perry. She's going to be funeralized today. So we just stand in need of prayer. We stand in need of prayer.
Yes. What are you going to sing this morning?
Standing on the promises. Even with all of that, we can still stand on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest God will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, I'm standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Trusting in my Savior as my all and all. Standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing on the promises of God, I'm standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing on the promises of God. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So much that powerful. We got to stand on his promises. You know, human beings make promises, but we can't always keep them. But the Father keeps every promise he made.
Hallelujah.
He said,
hallelujah.
He was everything. So we are thanking him this morning, hearing and answering prayers. But we have Karen Itell back on. She dropped off for a minute, but we thank God for Karen. Good morning, Karen.
How are you, Miss Teresa?
I'm doing great, and you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to do God Bless America.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're asking the King of Kings to bless America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, where we live. We're asking him to heal our nation. Our nation needs a healing, a spiritual healing.
Glory
definitely
to God.
Need a spiritual. We're asking the Lord to heal our nation like never before, that he would move by his spirit and heal us of all our sins, all of our evil. We're repenting before him and beseeching him to heal America of all the different things that are going on in America. So, and not just America, but all over the world. Well, we thank God for each of you. We have Jackie Travis on from Jacksonville, Florida. Last week she was in Ohio for her aunt's birthday. We thank God for birthdays. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning.
Michelle LaVon said good morning.
All right. Tell Michelle LaVon hello. She going to sing with you today?
Yes, I think so. You going to sing, Michelle? She said, yes, she's been waiting to sing. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be if it had not been
for the Lord on my side?
Bring your head over this way.
Tell me where would I be?
He kept my enemies away. He turned the sunshine to a cloudy day. He rocked me in the cradle of his arms. When it ain't heaven battered, that's gone. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me where would I be?
He
likes another song. I just want to thank you forever.
Yeah.
And for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory
and honor, they all belong to you.
Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Praise him. I just want to praise you forever. Bring your head over here.
And ever. For all you've done for me. Blessings and glory, and honor, may all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me.
Amen. Sister G.
Hey. Yes.
Can you please pray for Miss Maddie? She lost her husband yesterday. And we lost our cousin this week, my cousin's husband, Jimmy. And my cousin, Squilly's sister, Judy, lost her ex-husband, Tom Paul, in Lexington. Ooh, Lordy, and I can't even go on and on and on. Just pray for all of us and pray that we have strength to and pray for my cousin, Christy and Lisa, that they can work everything out together as sisters. And praise my senior citizen. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to ask Pastor Donna Hawkins if she would pray for senior citizens and all those who are going through loss of family and friends and et cetera, however the Lord leads you. Pastor Donna, thank you.
Gracious Lord, I we bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for waking us up and allowing us to see another day. Lord, before I ask for anything, Lord, I thank you for what you've already done. I thank you, Lord, for the lives of those who you've called on home. Lord, I thank you for the good times that we've shared. Thank you for the memories that we will always have. But, Lord, there are those who are grieving today. Lord, I ask that you would be a comfort to them as only you can, Lord. Lord, let them know that you will never leave them nor forsake them, that they can cast all of their cares upon you because you care for them. Lord, we thank you for loving us. We thank you, Lord, for caring for us. Lord, we thank you for the strength that you're giving right now, Lord, so that we will be able to endure whatever your will has for us to endure. Lord, we love you. We can stand on your word. We can stand on your promises. We thank you, Lord, for the word. But we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, Lord, we'll continue to call upon your name. Even in our hours of weakness, we'll call on your name, Lord, because you made us and you know all about us, even know the number of hairs that we have on our heads. So, Lord, I ask right now that you would bless those who are bereaving. Bless those who are troubled in mind. Bless those, Lord, who are troubled in heart. We ask that you would touch, Lord. Your word says, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Where not so, I would have told you. Jesus, you said that you go away to prepare a place for us. And if you go away to prepare a place for us, you'll come again to receive us unto yourself, Lord, that where you are, there we may be also. So, Lord, I thank you for showing us the way. I thank you for being the way, the truth, and the life, Lord. Lord, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough, Lord, for what you have done, what you're doing right now, and what you will do. So, Lord, I ask that you would pull down the strongholds that are holding us back from praising and worshiping your name. Lord, your word says that in everything we are to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Lord, we give you thanks for all that you've done. We give you thanks for the lives of our loved ones. We give you thanks for the lives of our friends, Lord. So, Lord, just help us to carry on until you call us home. Help us, Lord, to carry on. Help us, Lord, to remain faithful, Lord, faithful to your word. Lord, I love you. I thank you so much. Knowing when I call on your holy name that you hear me and you answer my prayers, I thank you for that. I thank you for that. Now, Lord, bless us and keep us in your care. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake. Amen. And thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that very powerful prayer. Prayer is needed so much today. We need prayer and prayer and prayer. My God, I thank you so much. Well, continuing on today, we have Mother Fanny. I thank God for Jackie and Michelle, who's saying, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, and we just want to thank the Lord. So now we have Mother Fanny on with us from, she lives in, oh my God, Florida. I can't, Daytona Beach. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Not too good this morning. Well, I'm going to sing and do the very best I can do.
Amen, amen.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While someone else hears the journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord.
He's so good, 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 he's so so good, he's so good. So good, he's 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 so good.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Beautiful. We thank God for Bridget and her partner. Oh, my God. That's a family that sings together. They're going to stay together, pray together, worship together, and call on the Lord together.
Amen.
We thank God for all of those who sang, those who prayed. We don't never get enough of his love. Yeah. His love is so amazing. Full of mercy, full of peace. Oh, what a mate. You know your mother, your father, your sister, your brother can love you, but let me tell you, when the Almighty love you, ain't nothing like his love. Yeah. So we thank God for the Bridget and her family, each one of you. We thank God for you. Well, it's time for the word. You know, we love the word of God. The word of God is nigh unto us. You know, so many people never heard the word before. I'm telling you. We are blessed and highly favored that we have the word. The word is powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. And this morning we have a mighty man of God on with us. He lives in Beaufort, Georgia. His name is Bishop Michael Patterson. And this morning Bishop is going to tell us about himself. We are so grateful that he came on with us again. He's been on before. We thank God for you, Bishop. Good morning, Bishop. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well.
Amen.
And am
God
I coming through
way.
Clearly? Am I coming through clearly?
It's a little bit better. You sound like you're a little distant from the phone.
Okay. How about this? I want to make sure.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Am I clearly now?
Yes.
Let me try now. I'm trying to make sure I get a clarity so the word and the testimony might be very, very clear to all that are listening. I guess I'm doing this sound test. Am I okay now?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Hello?
Okay, good. Just want to make sure. All right. Well, good day to everyone. It's a delight to be here. To just give testimony and praise to the Lord for being good to me through the years. Well, as our Sister G mentioned, that I'm living here in Beaufort, Georgia, and my name is Michael Patterson. And the goodness of the Lord visited me as a child, and that's my testimony, and visited me as a little child. I was born in South America in a country named at the time British Guyana. And as a little boy, I was born in a family of 12 children, the fourth child. My parents were very devout. They loved God. They did not send us to church. They took us to church. We were there in the house of the Lord week after week, and we sang the praises of the Lord. And as a little child, the Lord spoke to me in a very distinct way, giving me the calling to proclaim his word. And so my other brothers and sisters, I would gather them in the bedroom, close the door, lock it, and I said, they'll have to be still until we sing the praises. And I say something about the goodness of God as a little boy. What do I know? And I did that. So I kept services as a little child in my home and loved doing it. That was my first impression of the Lord visiting my life and pointing me in the way of ministry that has taken me across the nations of the world. God has been very, very good to me in that he fulfilled his calling in my life. And so I want to give him praise today. Ministry began there in Guyana, ministering to thousands and thousands by radio, and founding churches and raising up other ministers. And so across the world, there are hundreds of ministers that are lifting up the name of Jesus that were saved and trained under my ministry, and they took off, and so they're everywhere. Some are here in America. Some are in Canada, Africa, South America, the islands, Europe. They're everywhere because they believed what I believe, what Jesus said. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's the teaching of the Lord that I held fast to. And upon this, I give him praise. And upon this, I want to build the message that I want to give forth. And it is a message that everyone knows the scripture, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. A very, very simple scripture. Not complicated, but direct. God said he will make his way so clear that a wayfaring man, though a fool, will not err therein. God is breaking it down so you don't have to have a college degree to follow him. God has broken it down that the least of us will be able to hear him and respond to his direction. And that's what I feel is lacking in our world today and in the church today. We've diverted, we've deviated, and we've gone into all kinds of things that are not that important. And the most important thing we have neglected. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So the greatest message that has ever been told and will ever be told is the message of God's transforming love, God's passionate love for all people. I see it like this whenever I hear that scripture, when it says God loved the world and he gave his only begotten Son for all people of the world, it means God loves the Europeans, the Africans, the Chinese, the Koreans, the Japanese, the Indians, and the list goes on. All over America, South America, the islands of the seas, Hawaii. God so loved the world. But let's take it a little further. When God said he loved the world, he meant it. He loved the world not because the world was perfect. He loved us while we were yet in sin, while we were yet failing, while we were not even paying attention to him. His love was coming our way. That means God loves the Hindu. He loves the Muslim. He loves the Catholic. He loves the Hindu, the Shinto. He loves those who are on a strange religions. Every single human being upon this planet is under the love of God, and God is calling people unto himself. The way that we have somehow gone about our mission as believers, oftentimes, is a judgment, a condemnation of others because they don't come to our church. They don't belong to our denomination. Well, you know what? God is not thinking about your denomination and my denomination. God is thinking about everybody. He is loving everybody every single day. The rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. Christ, however, is that way. The Bible said he is the way, the truth, and the light. No man comes unto the Father except he comes through the way, Jesus Christ. So while God loves everyone, regardless of religion, race, nationality, political persuasion, God is calling us to the truth. And that truth is comprehended in this saying. Jesus said it. He said all the commandments are comprehended in this saying, that you love God with all of your heart, all of your soul and might and strength, and that you love your neighbor as yourself. All of the commandments are fulfilled in that. If we could focus, and the church of God can focus on loving one another, loving people who we think are very bad or maybe very bad people, And it's a difficult thing to do, but that's what God did. God sent his son to die on the cross for the most unsavory, the most disgusting, the most undesirable people. He reached out and he gave them his love. We can do no less. This is what Jesus said. I say unto you, love your enemies. How about that? Can we have that passion that we love our enemies? Well, you know, I've always said it this way, that sometimes we have problems loving our brothers and our sisters in the same family. We have problems loving people in our neighborhood. We have problems loving our mother or our father for many, many reasons that seem to be legitimate. We detest, we despise. But yet still in the midst of it, the voice of God is saying, your focus in life is to generate love, to release love to all that come our way, just like God gave to us. Let's look at it another way. We say we want to be godly. We want to be godly. We're supposed to be godly. And that's right. If you're going to be godly, then who are you going to despise? Who are you going to not love? Who are you going to not care for? For this God that we speak about, he loves all mankind. He holds hope. He holds expectations for their redemption. And not only that, but he gave his only begotten son to die for the redemption of mankind. I know it's a major challenge. We are not God and we'll never be God, but we will be like him one day. Just what is planned initially. Let us make man in our own image and likeness. God wants us to be like him. That means you care about people. You don't hate people. This is a world filled with hatred, resentment, all kinds of wars and all kinds of upheavals and resentment of all kind. Every day you can see it on the news, the tug, the fighting, the convulsion, the confusion, the resentment, the murders, the killing, wars, all kinds of things, except loving. Reaching out to study how to love, study war. We study warfare. We study how to make weapons of mass destruction, and we feel superior if we got bigger weapons than somebody else. We feel our supremacy is based on being able to dominate others. That's not God. God does not dominate. God loves. He cares. And he gives us the opportunity to come unto him. He doesn't make us come unto him. He doesn't impose his will upon us, but he shows us the way, gently, loving, caringly. We have a real problem in our world, and particularly emphasized in America, where the political theater is creating a lot of struggle, a lot of stress into our culture. And people are being left out of what we call America, the American dream, the dream of good things for people in America. But that does not apply to everyone. The failure of mankind to see who God is and to begin to practice being godly, loving one another. People may just look at you and say, I don't like you because you're black. I don't like you because you're white. I don't like you because you're Indian. That's not God. God made every single person. If you or I would dare to hit someone because they're red, yellow, black, or white, we are insulting God. I did not make myself black. The people that are white, they did not make themselves white. We cannot brag about being white or black or brown. We can't do that. Because we, excuse me, did not make ourselves. We came forth by the will of God, by the plan of God. And the varieties of colors and languages and nations and all of the nationalities upon the planet Earth, it beautifies the Earth. God has given me the blessedness of traveling to many nations of the world of all nationalities, whether it's in Bulgaria or Romania or South Korea or Yugoslavia or all over Africa or Europe or all over America and Canada and the islands and Hawaii. And God has given me the privilege of traveling. And in sitting in airports, I sit down oftentimes and I see people passing by of all nationalities. And to me, it's a beauty. It's a delight. Just like if you go into a botanical gardens. Wouldn't it be a terrible, boring, drab thing if all the botanical gardens have just one flower, one specimen? God created infinite varieties. It is unending, the beauty that God has created. And there is yet more to be seen. When we come face to face with him, we will see the wonders that far exceeds our imagination. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has in store for those who love him. But he has revealed it unto us by his Spirit. He is telling us there is more. God is infinite. He is unending. And if we cannot learn to appreciate the very few differences we have on earth, what are we going to do when we stand before him and the universe and the galaxies, and infinity filled with the creativity of God's wonder? How are we going to make it? I say we are practicing right now. Let's get it right. Let's be even as God is towards us. Love one another. Jesus Christ said, love one another even as I have loved you. He did not come to destroy the world. He did not come to condemn the world. The world is in condemnation because we are all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. All mankind is born under the curse of sin. And God, looking at the condition of mankind, looking at the wretchedness of us all, looking at the failure of us all, came and gave us love. We tend to not love people because we think they're bad. And we don't love them because they're white, or they're black, or they're brown, or they're yellow. And God looks at everyone and he says, I love that person because they're suffering. I want to help them out of their suffering. Look at that person crippled. Look at that person blind. Look at that person leprous. Excuse me. Look at that person bound with sin, bound with alcohol. And he reaches out to them with compassion, with love, intentionally. I challenge you today, dear believer, intentionally go about every day smiling with people, regardless of their race and nationality. Open the door for somebody that is not like you. Smile. Be kind. Be loving. It's the greatest message that we will ever hear. Not all of the very doctrines that the Bible teaches exist, but the highest doctrine of all is that God loves all of us. And his love compelled him to give his son to shed his blood for our redemption, or we could not be saved, or we could not claim the high ground. We're sanctified. We're filled with the Holy Ghost. It all came about because God looked at us while we were yet nasty, yet in sin. Christ died when we were bad, when we were no good, when we were ugly. Name the condition that is in this world that you see in others that make you resent them. And it compelled God, it motivated God to reach out and embrace them and say, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the way of the cross. That's the way of God. That's the way of the true message. I have no other greater message than what God gave, and he brought it to us through his son. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Then he said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him audibly. We follow the leading of Jesus Christ, reaching to others. striving to heal, not hurt, not resent, not exclude, but reaching to make well and loving day after day as God has loved us through his Son, Jesus Christ. I believe there needs to be a realignment of the message of the cross. I believe there needs to be a realignment of the proclamation of the Word of God in this world. I believe we've gotten sidetracked and we've gotten locked into our denominational distinctives, our own peculiarities, our doctrines, and what we think about this, that, or the other. And we allow the most important, powerful thing that has happened for mankind, the redemption of man through the blood of Jesus Christ, to have very, very little play. We give airplay to so many trivial things, and the love of God is dumbed down. We feel it's too repetitive to say it. Never, never. It's never repetitive to say it day after day, for God loves you, God loves you. God loved the world. God loves everyone. God loves everyone. It's not too repetitive. We need that just like we need air, like we need oxygen. We need that just like we need water and food to survive. We don't say we're not going to eat or breathe. It's too redundant. I'm sick and tired of food. I'm just sick and tired of water. I'm just sick and tired of air. I'm just sick and tired of the food that I've been eating. I'm just sick and tired of that. I don't want any. I had enough of that. When you say that, you're out of here. You're dead. But to live is to be nurtured. To live is to feed. And even as we feed our bodies, if we're going to feed our spirit, the spirit man, if we're going to be what God wants us to be, we've got to feed and love. Love, love generated. Love, love is the power. Love, nothing else. But the redemptive power of God. All of the knowledge that we have will pass away, the Bible says. Love, love remains. Love remains. Love remains. I challenge you to say it over and over and over again every day. I love you. Find someone that you've had a rough time with and go and just maybe difficult to say, hey, the Lord loves you and you, I love you, man. Maybe difficult, maybe awkward. Start out in small bits. Smile at them. Wave your hand. Change your body language of resentment to others. Change the scornful look you put in your face when you look at somebody. Get rid of all of that. Let them see the glory of the Lord on your face. Let them see the glow of God. That's who Jesus is. I know no other message that will bring salvation to man but the redemptive power of love. Let's tell it. Let's proclaim it everywhere we go to all mankind. And so this charge the Lord has given unto us, and I pass it on to you this day. Oh, yes, I know doctrines. Oh, yes, I've read from Genesis to Revelation. Oh, yes, I know all types of doctrines and philosophies, a whole lot of those things, and it's sometimes very entertaining, encouraging, strengthening, but to get life, to have life and have it more abundantly, it comes through the love of God and that alone. We are not saved by the works of the flesh. We are not saved by the deeds of the law. We are not saved by all of these things. We are saved by an act of love, unconditional love given to us. We didn't earn it. We don't win it. When God reached out unto us in love, it's not because he looked and he said, man, that person is good. I'm giving them some love. I'm loving that person because that person deserved it. That person earned it. That person worked hard at getting it. Many people are working their way to their graves with hatred. They're working their way into destruction, and God has given to that very person love. To every person, love. Let's seek a way to refresh our minds what God did for all mankind. Emphasis, all. Red, yellow, black, or white, all. Don't listen to people who are peddling resentment because of their doctrine, resentment because of their race or nationality, don't go along that road. It's not the way of God. It's not the way of Jesus. God is saying to his son, Jesus, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Who is he saying that to? The alcoholic, the drug addict. He's saying that to red, yellow, black, white, everyone. Don't resent. Don't close the door of God's love to anyone. Practice what God has given to us. Love that is unconditional. Love that is unending. Love day after day after day after day. And so I bring this little message to a close. I thank God for giving me this opportunity through the years of taking this message across the world and seeing the redemptive power of God transform people. Yes, I've seen people transformed. People who came into meetings that were Ku Klux Klan and they changed under our ministry. I've seen the power of God heal the sick. I've seen the power of God do wonders and miracles. But the greatest miracle of all is the transformation of human hearts and minds that make them different in their disposition to one kind. We study love and not study war. We study kindness and care, not resentment and getting for oneself, greed. We study how to share. We study how to nurture. We study how to bless. And so today I say to you, may God be with you and each and every one of us. And so, Lord God, I give thanks to you. And I ask that your power will flow through every fiber, every atom of our being. And may we exemplify what you have given to us through Christ. And let the world see that light through us. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
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 Amen. Praise amen. God. Hallelujah.
I have heard many messages from John 3:16. Today, this was the most powerful message that I have ever heard on John. And I thank you, Bishop Patterson. The whole world needs to hear this message. I'm going to put it out.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
This message. I thank God for who came on the list. I'm going to put it on social media. I pray that many people listen to this message. It was so powerful. It was simplicity, very, 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 very powerful. Precious living, godly.
Thank you,
you know,
Jesus.
Said, sometimes I walk in the neighborhood, I see prostitutes, I see drug dealers, I see all kind of people. God has to lead us to love everybody, no matter who they
That's what he did, that's what it means to be God.
We even have to get to the point of no matter how somebody treat us, to love them and fight. Because look at how they treated Jesus. But in spite of that, and you know what? We're guilty as well. We crucify him over and over and over. By the way, one another. So I thank God that powerful message, Bishop. Oh my God, I need you to come on again to that lesson.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He came on the right day. That word penetrated my heart. That word penetrated my very soul. So I thank God for that message, God, for you. Oh my God, I tell you, the world needs to hear that message. So I thank God for that powerful message. Thank God for you, Bishop. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We have Dr. Paul on with us.
I'm
going to ask her if she would pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her family, her church family, the bereaved family that she mentioned earlier. And I thank God for you, Pastor Paul. And how are you doing? You had to leave the area from Louisiana, where Hurricane Ida hit. So yeah. We thank God for you being on with. We're going to let you pray.
Okay. Thank you. It's just wonderful. I wanted to say that right quickly and to say that I've got some other guests who have never heard July before, and I brought them on, and they're from Louisiana and from Texas. So they've been on my lines before, so I want them to hear the pastor and to meet you. And so can you all say amen, the three guests that I brought on? Hello? Yes. Okay, they heard you. They're from Texas and Louisiana. Amen. So.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for them. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Praise God.
Yeah. Amen. A brother and his wife, the Edwards, and they're from New Orleans, and they're in Texas now, and then also they were on the prayer lines, you know, that God is just on the end times they're studying out and presenting to the world. Amen. Thank you, Sister Gavin. Also, Sister Elva Dorsch, amen, wonderful testimony. Okay, so I just want to introduce them, and we just came out of out of New Orleans and so forth, you know, the storm. So we love you, Sister Gavin. And we thank God for all the people who are on, and we pray that you will continue the ministry that God has given you, and as you magnify the Lord, the bishop, and all of your guests, and the mother who sang that she wasn't feeling too well this morning, but we pray for her, and we pray for all of you, whatever your request is, and whoever you're praying for, whatever you're doing in the name of Jesus, because he's coming soon. Thank you, Sister. I won't hold you up, Sister Gavin. We love you, and we had some experiences we were talking about last night that we experienced over. We went over to Biloxi, Mississippi, and, oh, my God, we came back to Clydale, amen, on yesterday. So God bless you and bless each of you, Sister Gavin. Because the Lord said, call these people and let them listen to the bishop as I was listening. So bless you, bless you, bless you. And keep up the good work. People. Yes, ma'am. They need to know that Jesus is coming soon. They need to hear some other people who have not heard the message preached that way. And they need to, everybody needs to soak in on the end time message, the Daniel message that we were on as we were in New Orleans, too, about 2 hours last night in the curfew, so we had to get out of there before 8 o'clock. God bless you. We love you. Pray for us.
Pastor Paul, don't
yes,
forget,
ma'am.
Want to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family and her church family, bereaved them. Okay, so if you could pray now, we appreciate it.
All right, we pray very, very briefly. We're praying for Sister Donna Hawkins. I've heard her name before and her family and what they're going through. And we pray for them much and for those that have a transition over this week here and experiencing great sorrow. But the Lord bless them and their family, the Hawkins family, and for all of you who have loved ones who have experienced some things. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Gatlin.
Thank you, Pastor Paul. All right, Bishop Patterson, could you pray for Jackie Travis, her family? She has two daughters, two granddaughters. She takes care of the senior citizens. And also, if you could pray for Mother Fanny, Mother Ludell, and the senior citizens, I appreciate it.
Oh, Father, you heard the names that were called. You know these people more than they know themselves. You say that you know the very hairs on her head, the number. So wonderful are you to us that you paid attention to us to the finest detail. So you know, Lord God, the struggle and the difficulties that we are all going through in one way or another, our families. These wonderful brethren across this nation listening but uniting in prayer. You're hearing us, Lord God. And we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're asking that your manifest glory will be shining upon each and every one of us. Let us see the answer. Let us see the manifestation of the victory we desire. Be glorified, O Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Pastor Donna, could you pray for, and thank God for hearing the prayers for the babies over the years, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, baby Revere. Thank God for answering prayers. They are growing up. They're still, most of them are not even 2 years old, 3 years old yet, but we thank God for them.
This is where we humbly bow. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to call on your holy name. Now, Lord, while I'm praying, I ask a special blessing for the children. Lord, Lord, we thank you for touching their bodies and healing their bodies. Lord, we thank you that they are growing stronger every day. Lord, your word says, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Lord, your word says to permit the children to come. So, Lord, I pray that their parents will bring them up in the respect and admonition of you, Lord. And Lord, I ask that you would bless their parents and keep them safe. Keep them in your care. Lord, we ask that you would bless all parents all across this land and country. Lord, help us to be the parents that we need to be in order to raise our children in a way that's honorable to you. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for the privilege of calling on your name. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Yeah. Well, it's closing time. I'm going to ask Bishop Patterson if he would give us a closing prayer. We thank God for each of you coming on today. May the Lord continually bless you, watch over you, protect you, and provide for you like never before. Okay, Bishop Patterson, close us out in prayer, please. Thank you.
And mighty God, we are giving you thanks for giving us this opportunity to fellowship once again. We are in your presence. We sense your presence. We accept your word that you're always with us, even to the ends of the earth. You said you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. We take this as the truth because you are not a man that you will lie. Thanks for giving us that assurance. Thanks for giving us the Holy Spirit to bring us the comfort and the reminder of your ever-abiding presence. May healing, may wellness, may the power of God be with each and every one of us and make us mighty instruments in your hand that the world may see you in a new and vital way. We desperately need you, God, in our homes, in our families, in our communities, in our nation, in our world. Help, oh God. In Jesus' name, I bless each and every one of you. Amen and amen.
Hey. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you all. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget, praise the Lord like never before. Love on him. Love on his people, as Bishop Patterson told us already. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength. And the second one is like unto that. Love your neighbor. Love everybody. In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory. Amen.